Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I continued this morning through the In Christ Alone devotional about discovering your identity in Christ, today's topic is In Christ, I Have Been Bought with a Price. As I understand our culture, as I understand my own life, there are times that we struggle with having an appropriate value of ourselves and of others. And to know the value that God has for each one of us, a value that He set by calling us His, by creating us in His image, by sending Jesus to pay the ultimate price, to pay with His life for my sin and for your sin. You see, to go through life knowing that we have been bought with a price, the price that none other could pay. As I wrote the devotional, I had asked the question in it, what is the most expensive thing that you own? The most you've ever paid for something that you've purchased? For many people, it's their car or their house. For others, it's things that they're collecting or they have greatly desired and were willing to part with a good sum of money in order to obtain it. It always fascinates me when times where I catch parts of the Antiques Roadshow and watch the value that is placed on various items. And sometimes they're items that people have placed a lot of value on, and they get there and discover that they really have little monetary value. And sometimes there's great disappointment, but other times it's, well, that's okay. It still has value to me. You see, we value things based on their meaning to us. I'm willing to pay this much because, well, that means something to me. It's one of the driving forces behind auctions, is that people are willing to keep bidding, even beyond an item's actual value. Some for the thrill of winning, but others because the item that they're bidding on has some sort of meaning in their life. And when it comes to knowing our identity in Christ, we find that God has said, you have value. You have value beyond what the world wants to place upon you. You have value that to God is worth the price that has been paid. If you were to sit and spend time thinking, if some disaster, fire or flood, something was headed your way that you knew could not be avoided and was going to destroy your home, the place where you live, and for whatever reason, you could only grab one thing in addition to your family members, What would it be? I suspect for each of us that answer is going to be different. And it might be different for me today than what it would be tomorrow, and the same for you. And yet there are things that we value so greatly that we would risk much to see that they're rescued. And that's the way God sees you. But it's not just the way God sees you. That's the way God sees each person that you'll interact with today. Whether you're interacting in person, whether you're interacting through social media or some other means, everyone God sees is worth the price that He has paid. You see, not only ought we discover our identity in Christ and realize the value that we have because of the price that He paid, we ought to realize the value that others have because He paid that same price for them. As we live in the midst of so much turmoil, so much confusion, so much chaos and uncertainty, the combination of a global pandemic and so much of the U.S. culture beginning to reopen in some fashion or another, and a combination of excitement and celebration and fear and concern. And then the social unrest due to a variety of events and things that I can't even claim to understand fully. But at least an element of it is people who feel they don't have the same value as everyone else. Or perhaps they feel they have the same value, they're just not valued by others in the way that they ought to be. And as we consider our social media interaction, our in-person interaction, our work interaction, our play and recreation interaction, perhaps it's time to consider, how do I see others? Do I see them the same way Christ sees me? Which, in fact, is the same way that He sees them. Or do I have a different standard? It's fascinating how many people that I have interactions with that have one standard for how others ought to act in the midst of this pandemic. But then as you listen to what they're doing, they're not even following their own standard. There's a desire that what I'm doing is more important. It's an exception because it needs to be done with at least the unspoken underlying statement is what you're doing isn't as important. And when we live life with two different standards, we communicate to people that their value is less than ours. And nothing could be further from the truth. You see, in Christ, we have been bought with a price. We, Not just me, not just you. Every person that you'll ever see. Now, whether they accept that purchase, whether they accept the gift that God gives, is up to them, but that doesn't change their value to God. He still paid the price. He still made the offer. And today, as we pray, I would encourage you to take time to look through your life. To first off know if you're struggling with your identity, if you're struggling with feelings of worthlessness and not having value, to know you have been bought with a price. The price that God was willing to pay because of the value He places upon you. To know in Christ you have been bought with that price that says you are valuable. And as you grasp that truth, spend some time praying about how you value others. Do you contribute to their sense of unworthiness? Or do you contribute to their sense of value? It's a struggle we all face. I have had so many people encourage me, but I've also had so many people that have told me I just don't measure up. My input is unneeded and unnecessary and unwanted. And how we speak to one another, how we value them, particularly those who are struggling, will go a long way into helping them to see the value they have to God. And so as we go through life, spend time asking God to open your eyes to your own value and to open your eyes to the value that others, those around you have. That is equal to yours. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us to such an extent that you paid the ultimate price for us to redeem us from the sin that we've committed, to redeem us from the sin that we continue to commit. So, Father, today as we pray, may we see ourselves as you see us. May we recognize the value we have to you, that you were willing to pay that price. Father, for those times when we just don't feel like we measure up, remind us that that's simply man's measurement and not yours. Father, may we live life with the confidence of who we are in Christ. May we seek to live a life that honors Jesus. God, may we do that by the way we treat others. Father, may we spend time examining the words that we use, the actions that we take, to see whether they are words and actions that build up or tear down. And Father, today, as We've lived through these confusing and chaotic times. May we each be an individual that recognizes the value of everyone. The value that's the same as ours, that you were willing to pay the price to set them free. And so, Father, when we consider the things that we post on social media, the comments that we make, the responses, when we consider how we talk to and treat the people that we see and have interaction with in person, may we do all of that through the lens, through the filter of your eyes. Father, may we learn daily to love like Jesus. Daily to have compassion like Jesus, to show mercy. Father, give us the humility to see others even better than ourselves. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone from the face of the earth, that it would no longer have a hold on anyone. Father, for those who are sick and continue to be diagnosed and come down with the COVID-19, may you restore their physical body, but more importantly, may you comfort their spirit. Help them to live with courage and peace because of you. Fathers, I think about the children in our homes and our community. I pray that they too would know the value that they have. That they would grow and learn that you love them so much. Father, as those who care for children, parents and grandparents and guardians and others who watch for them, may the children see your love through the adults in their life. Father, may our words match our actions, and may our actions match our words, and may each of them match your word and match the example of Jesus. Father, may we take great care in how we use our words. May we view one another as those precious treasures. That would be the first that we would choose to save from disaster. Father, give us your eyes to see beyond the layers of heartache and hardship and hurt and anger that have built up in some people over years. That we can see beyond that outer shell into the very soul and heart that you see. Father, may we never use the appearances to judge the value of someone. But may their value rest fully in the same foundation as ours. A person created in your image. And so, Father, today, may we live with the confidence of being one bought with a great price. And may we lift up Jesus in such a way that others would know that they too have the value of one bought with a great price. It's in that precious name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. And may God richly bless you, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.